Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday, day two, Packers mini camp there on Ray Nitschke Field. Day one gave us lots to talk about, from Aaron Rodgers' appearance to Rasul Douglas working in the slot to Christian Watson catching everything in sight to A.J. Dillon being utilized in the backfield along with Aaron Jones, all sorts of goodness. Hope everyone is doing well, and I hope you're ready for Father's Day, because that thing, it'll creep up on you. We all know Mom's Day is the real deal, but dads usually get short shrift, but not this year. Not if you want to give Dad the best. That's right. Get yourself an old-school Lambo print. There it is, the old Lambo print. You want to do that for Dad, a great classic alternative to the usual photography-based sports posters that get relegated to the basement or man cave. These prints look like art. People love hanging them in a den, a living room, or a professional office because they're old school and sharp from a design perspective. Head to ballparkblueprints.com. That's ballparkblueprints.com. I'll throw up the link here in a second. You know you want to do it. Use code CHEESEHEAD for 10% off, people. That's code CHEESEHEAD for 10% off. And they don't just have these lovely prints. They got all sorts of cool merch with that design on it. Make sure you check it out. Again, code CHEESEHEAD. To get 10% off, the link is in the chat and will be in the description of the video once I'm done. Hope you're all doing well. Good morning to everybody. Good to see so many regulars. Look at all these fine folks hanging out right now. Big! B is here. What's up, Big B? Good to see you, brother. Hope you're doing well. Hope all is well in the land of Big B. Brandy is here. Good morning, Brandy. Dennis, of course, Pogs. Look at all these regulars hanging out here. I love Dennis. Chris, what's up? How's everyone doing? Chris, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Loved hearing what Rodgers had to say, from touching on the Tay subject to his optimism on the line and receiver core. Love to see this side of him. No doubt about it. I think it's always great to hear from 12. It's always good when guys get a break, which is obviously what Aaron has had. You come back with a renewed perspective and a refreshed kind of vigor, right? I think you definitely heard that from 12 yesterday, and I'm with you. It was very refreshing to hear him and get his take on things. Always good to hear from 12. Jeffrey, what's up? Hope you're doing well, man. Hey, Aaron, biggest takeaway from day one of OTAs, no one got hurt. That's it. I know Rashawn Gary, I think, got shaken up just a little bit during a two-minute session. But other than that, man, there's not a whole lot to take away. They're doing jog throughs. Very little of it, if any of it, is at full speed. I know there are some, you know, competitive periods, but for the most part, it's dudes in shorts running around. I just don't want anybody to get hurt. I just mentioned, Rasul Douglas was working in the slot. We'll see if that continues today. It could be as simple as, hey, Rasul, let's run you in the slot today and see how it goes. Maybe just something they're trying out. Maybe Jair's back in the slot this afternoon. You know, there's just not a ton to take away from minicamp, other than it's just great to have all the guys together again. The young guys in particular are the ones who need these sessions. It's good to get them a little bit of time with Aaron Rodgers prior to the summer break. But yeah, for the most part, man, there's not a whole lot to take away. You know, the one thing, and I talked about this on the radio yesterday afternoon, the one thing I'm trying not to think about, but I can't stop thinking about, is David Bakhtiari working with the rehab group the same way he was working with the rehab group last summer. I'd be lying if I said I didn't, you know, and I know Matt said, you know, well, it's been the plan. They're obviously going to be cautious, et cetera, et cetera. And I get it, man. I get it. But whoo, baby, it's hard not to have a little bit of doubt gnawing at the back of the head there, and just a little bit. I'm just talking like just a touch, just a little bit of worry creeping in there. That's all. That's my takeaway. You know, I just, as far as like the football of it, there's not a whole lot you can glean. I mean, I know Dwan Winfrey had a nice touchdown catch. Jordan Love had a nice two-minute drill, although he did benefit from a ball that bounced, ricocheted and probably should have been intercepted. Continue a drive. Sounds like Danny Etling was flinging it around the yard. But for the most part, you're not going to gather a whole lot football-wise from these sessions. It's great, like I said, to have everybody in town. Great that nobody got hurt. But yeah, that's the thing, that Bakhtiari thing is going to bug the shit out of me for the next month until they get to camp and we see what's what. What's going on? Carl, good morning. Shadid, how are you? Good morning. Accidental Hero, good to hear from you, buddy. Haven't seen you in a while. How you doing? Hey, Nags, who's your favorite rookie interview? I enjoy hearing these guys after watching their tape. Pappies. You know, so far, I got to say, no one has really jumped out at me as far as a good quote yet. They're very clearly, you know, PR'd up, so to speak. And a lot of these guys get, you know, practice in front of the media when they're in their college days, especially if they're from bigger programs. So we'll let that shake out a little bit first. I got to let these guys loosen up a little bit, because right now you can tell they're all in, you know, cliche mode. So they don't want to say anything that mean anything, that get taken out of anything. And I understand that. Totally get it. But maybe hopefully we get around these guys. And it'll be nice when I get to Green Bay and I can talk to these guys a little bit more organically than just watching them on a video. So right now the jury's out on that one. Dustin, what's up, man? Crazy Rogers said Royce Newman got even bigger. I mean, that year one to year two jump is a real thing, especially if you're hitting the weight room. A lot of times guys will pack on some pounds, especially up front. Got to get bigger, hopefully without a loss of mobility. Love to see it. It's going to be a big year for Royce. Let's see. Do you think they had that same worry at draft time? Butch, the Packers aren't worried about it. They have more information than I could ever have, or any of us could ever have. They know what exactly is going on with David. We do not. So I don't think they're worried about anything. They have the information. So, yeah, I think if you're asking, like, would they have drafted as many offensive linemen if David was fine? I don't think that would have changed much, you know, considering his age and the need to keep, you know, stout up front. I think Brian's really smart to draft offensive linemen every year. You know, if you go back to Ron Wolf talking about one of his regrets was not paying as much attention to the offensive line as maybe he should have, especially later in Favre's career. What's up? Amari Train. Choo-choo. Patrick, I hear you, man. Bull Durham has a scene where the vet teaches the rook how to talk in cliches in interviews. Accidental Hero, that's a phenomenal. I love that scene. I love that scene. That's the scene that starts with Nuke walking down the aisle in the bus, and then he sits down and he's like, you know, I fucking love winning, man. I love winning. It's like better than losing. Yeah, that's a great scene. We're so used to guys coming back from ACLs good as new with no issues. Sucks that this is happening to 69. I'm right there with you, Steven. And it is, you know, a really unfortunate kind of roll of the dice, you know, just fate. Basically, Bakhtiari has to be the one, right? It is annoying as hell. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not annoyed at David, obviously, but just that he's still having to work through this. I hate it. I hate it so much. For him, for the Packers, it's just the worst. Dustin, what's up, man? Do you think Lazard is holding out for a bit more money in case his spot as number one wide receiver lacks production this year? No, I don't. I think I made a whole video about this yesterday. I think Lazard is just trying to take care of himself, take the summer for himself, and then come back, get ready, do camp, and then hit the ground running when the season starts, put up a bunch of numbers, and get a big bag next offseason. I keep seeing people talk about, like, he's angling for some kind of extension in Green Bay. I don't think that's the case. I think he wants to play this year out and pump up those numbers. Without Devontae in the lineup, he wants to, you know, he's going to be involved in the offense as one of the big-time guys that Rodgers trusts. He's going to get his. You know, especially without all that production going to Devontae, it's got to go somewhere. And I don't think it's going to be, okay, now we just throw it to Lazard. But he is going to get a hell of a lot more looks. And he's going to get the opportunity for a hell of a lot more production. So that he can turn around next offseason and go, okay, free market, what's up? Now, maybe the Packers make some overtures about wanting to keep him around and trying to sign him to a most likely below market deal. But I got to think that, man, he, you know, like I said, wants to pump up those numbers and then see what the market will bear. Because you look at what MVS got paid and you look at what the wide receivers in general got paid this offseason on the open market, he can make some bank with Aaron Rodgers throwing him the football. There's zero question. So I don't think this is a play to try and get an extension from the Packers. I think this is a play to make sure he's good to go, hit the ground running in training camp, and then ball out this year in the Packers offense, put up some serious numbers, and then get paid by probably someone else. Because that's the other component here. I mean, the Packers have to, you know, look to the future, obviously, and they've got a lot of guys They're going to have to get paid, whether it's Rashawn Gary, whether it's Elgton Jenkins. They got some serious dudes they're going to have to pay. And I just, unless Lazard is amiable to a serious hometown discount, I don't think Lazard's going to be one of them. And I think he knows that. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. He's just being smart about it. That's all. Oh boy, Chris. Draft day, greatest movie ever. Just kidding. Don't block me. Chris, why you got to antagonize me? You know, it's a Wednesday morning. We're having a lovely discussion. Why you got to go there? Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags is the GOAT. The GOAT! Wait, I thought that was Jamal Williams. Is Big B still here? He will not let this slander stand. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, what's up? BJ Raji sighting at Austin Straubel? I feel like there's been a BJ Raji sighting at Austin Straubel Airport every summer for the past 10 summers. One of these years, baby. One of these years. Big B, Lazard is going to be a Bronco next year, unfortunately. Most likely, man. They'll probably pay him. I think that makes a world of sense. Offense that he knows, coach that he knows. Wouldn't be surprised. Free agent edge possible? Clayton, yeah, I think they'll keep their eyes open. I don't think they're going to sign someone just to sign someone. I think they will most likely. Now, I'm not saying that this is lock solid, obviously, but I think most likely they'll go into camp with what they have and try and get a kind of a good handle on who can do what and where the deficiencies are. Because, look, I know to us sitting on the outside, we look at Rashawn, we got Preston Smith, and then after that, there's a lot of question marks, right, as far as guys who haven't done a whole lot in the league. I mean, I know Garvin got some play last year, but, you know, it's long on potential, short on production so far, right? But to them, they've got so much more information on these guys. And I have to think the fact that they haven't kind of bolstered that position, they like what they have, and they will probably go to camp and get into pads and see how guys operate and see what they're up to and where their strengths are. Maybe at some point in camp, they look to bolster that position if they don't like what they see. And or, of course, the other possibility is that there's injuries, right? If they're a guy or two goes down, then, you know. But, you know, Randy Ramsey coming back, I know he had a really good, strong start to camp last summer. Garvin, like I said, he got some exposure and some playing time last year. We'll see. And they, you know, they got a rookie throw in the mix. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But I do think they'll take a look at what they've got first in pads this summer prior to making any moves there. Now, I say all that, and, you know, probably Tom Pelissero will tweet something out later this afternoon. The Packers signed an edge. So look forward to that. Jeff, what's up, man? I love that our QB is unique and complicated. So much hate on the interwebs. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because, you know, I get painted as a Rodgers hater quite a bit, and I love Aaron. Like, there are people who legit do not like that dude, and it is always fascinating to me. Like, I tweeted out that clip of him yesterday when Ryan was asking the question about, is there anything you can do to accelerate your, what was it? Accelerate your, some kind of your vibe or your connection with these young wide receivers. And Aaron said, basically, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, basically like, oh, that's just filler for the off season, you know? And he's right. You know, all these throwing sessions and whatever, you know, Brady got together with his guys, or, you know, some quarterback went to, you know, California and threw with his wide receivers, blah, blah, blah. Man, that is legit just inches filler. That's it. It does, you know, the work that gets done in training camp is exponentially more important and realistic and actually productive than any of those throwing sessions. And I kept waiting for him to harken back to, you know, after the lockout back in 2011, after they beat the Saints, and he said, you know, if only we had gotten together for off-season workouts, we could have put up 40. You know, because like Teddy Bruschi and all these guys on ESPN were going after him because he didn't get together with his wide receivers. That's the other thing. He's never done that. Like, now all of a sudden he's going to do it? So funny to me. But yeah, like, so I put that clip up, and there was some, like, people like, oh, he's so selfish. No, he's not. Shut up. Like, people are just, like, destined to hate the dude. If, like, they hate him, they're going to hate on him regardless. It's kind of fascinating to me. What do we got here? What do we got? Cheeto. Didn't think it was possible, but AJ Dillon quads look more like octos. That's scary. Dustin, what's going on, man? Can we get the Lebowski watch party on the books? I don't know about on the books, but we're going to make it happen. Absolutely. We're going to have the good like 3-week stretch where prior to my leaving for training camp, it will happen. Nate Hackett is a Walmart manager. What? Too old for this? Why you got to be hating? I love Nate. Uncultured Barbarian, how are you doing, buddy? Haven't seen you in a while. There might be some animosity towards 12 from you, Nags. After all, because of him, you have to buy a dog, Pappies. You know, Olive and I were on the hunt this past weekend, and I don't know. She's starting to talk about wanting a cat. So I don't know. We'll see. But we've narrowed it down to 2 dogs, and I just got to get her to focus and pull the trigger because, like, there was the Astoria Park Carnival this weekend, and she wanted to do that instead. Getting these young people to focus, man, I'm telling you. Big Daddy Cool Breeze. Thanks, buddy. Smash that like button for Olive's dog. There you go. There you go. Do it, people. What's this? Evan's got something here. Any players on the team right now that make a serious case for the Hall of Fame if we win a Super Bowl in the next couple years, barring 12, of course? I know it's guesswork, but hey, it's the offseason. Evan, I think the one obvious one is David Bakhtiari. I think he's on a Hall of Fame path regardless if they make the Super Bowl or not. I mean, what, 5-time All-Pro? You know, I know this past kind of year and a half has sucked as far as his lack of availability, and, you know, it is undoubtedly maybe possibly hurting him public perception-wise, but straight up on the merit, he's a Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. And that's why the Packers gave him a 3rd contract. Outside of David, now that Devontae's gone, I mean, Devontae would have been one, but outside of those two, it's hard to see many others. Now, maybe if Kenny, Jair, and Rashawn keep up their current pace for the next 5-8 years, they've got a shot, regardless if they win a Super Bowl or not. But Super Bowl obviously helps. Those are guys that got potential, I would say, right? But yeah, Bakhtiari is the obvious one, no doubt about it. My cat was featured on the draft party. Yes, Brandy. Yes, it was. Please don't let that happen. You don't need a cat of all things. Man, at this point, it's like, what did Seinfeld say about having kids? Like, after you have the second kid, like, it doesn't matter how many kids you have because it's like getting tackled in football. You're on the ground. You're tackled. It doesn't matter how many people pile on top of you. I mean, so, you know, if it's a cat, if it's a dog, throw it on top. I'm already down. Too old for this. What's up, man? I would never hate on Hackett. Love the guy. He just now works for the Waltons. Yes, that is true. He does. Eric, what's up, man? More off-season filler. James Starks doesn't get enough love. I miss watching him. My buddy used to say he ran like a man on fire. Seemed like a kind, humble dude, too. Love what you do, Nags. Thanks, Eric. That's very nice of you. And I hear you on Starks, man. He was a fire plug, right? He was the one who got it going there 2010, late in the season. Yeah, it's always fun to go back and watch that stretch, right? And into the following year, he was definitely a runner that electrified things for them. No doubt about it. I mean, I don't think he was ever like a superior back within the league, right? Like, he was a really talented guy that worked really well in Green Bay. And he certainly helped them on that run to the Super Bowl. No question about it. Carl, what's up, man? Can Aaron start taking daily bice baths now? I don't even know what that means. So he's ready for our NFC Championship home game? I don't know. I'll pass that on. I don't know what that means, Carl, but I'll do my best. Love Starks. Have his jersey. Todd, that's an old school. See, you're always good if you have an old school jersey. Like, you don't want to buy guys' jerseys who are on the team already unless they're like 3 contracts in. Like a David Bakhtiari jersey, totally fine. Kenny Clark jersey, absolutely cool. You don't want to buy young guys' jerseys. You don't want to buy jerseys, guys who, you know, maybe like teetering on the edge of a contract time, because you never know. You never know. Banky went through a string of like 3 years in a row where he bought brand spanking new jerseys, and then the next year the guy was gone. Don't do it, people. You cannot go wrong with like a Bart Starr jersey or a Don Majkowski jersey, you know? Or hell, a Mark Tauscher jersey. You know, stick with the legends. Then you're always good. Carl, what's up? Sorry, daily ice baths. Oh, gotcha. So he's used to the cold. I hear you. I'll pass it on. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.